The Oracle Network.
We're all in this together! We're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Happy holidays and welcome to Brew Crime, the podcast where we drink brews, talk crime, conspiracies, or whatever catches our attention. This is Mike and my co-host.
It's JT. And we have one more special co-host. And
it's me!
It's not him. Mario, but it's Clankle is a fuck enough.
It's Rudy. Those of you who have been listening for a while, maybe you tuned into True Crime Lab, which is an old defunct podcast that Rudy and I used to have. Made it 10 episodes, which is usually that cutoff. Either you make it or you don't.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sitting here shaking my head like nobody can see me. Like, yep, yeah, he's telling the truth.
It's good podcast work. I like it.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
But anyways, Rudy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Yourself? It's been a while.
I'm good. I'm happy to have you join us on a few of these episodes of Happy Holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yas.
So we all have our beers and we all have our stories and we're ready to share them.
Yeah, we don't want to bore all of our listeners with us for 31 days straight. So we'll bring some friends on too.
Of course. I just accept it.
Yeah.
I will never turn down the opportunity to be comic relief.
Perfect. All right. So my case is called Criminals Are No Gouda.
My God, we just bought so much cheese today, too. It's fucking great.
Nice. And this is ridiculous. Sometimes criminals are just no gouda. They get greedy and make customers of stores really blue.
Oh, I know. This is where we're going. This is where we're going.
Yes, it is. All right. So let's be frank, though. Canada does not do a great job of keeping a sharp eye on its cheese.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I had to. It turns out that when drug addicts need to score some drugs, one of the best ways they could find in the Maritime Provinces of Canada was to steal cheese. I'm not kidding.
Wait. You said if they want to score drugs, they steal cheese?
Yeah, because they can make money on it.
Oh. You know, some people steal catalytic converters. Some people steal cheddar.
Well, this was a little bit before the catalytic converter craze of now.
Gotta steal it to make it.
Exactly. So one such robbery was in St. John, Newfoundland, where a man walked the cheese aisle of a Sobeys grocery store. Once he had cased the place, he hid what would consist of 16 blocks of cheese on his person and make his way out of the store.
16 blocks of cheese.
Yep.
The man's got a large undercarriage.
Or if he didn't before, he did then.
Yeah. It's like, wow, you are packing something. Yeah.
The cheese packer.
Oh, God. Unfortunately for this robber, it wouldn't be his best day. The Sobeys just happened to be from a Tim Hortons donut shop, and the police would respond right away. You can't make that shit up, right?
Wait. Sorry, I want to take a couple steps back.
Yeah, yeah.
There were cops at the Tim Hortons donut shop across the street.
Yep.
I love how you guys have that that stereotype the same as we do.
Oh, yeah.
I love how that's worldwide. So that's good. Well, thanks, Tim Hortons.
Exactly. Don't want that cheese to go away. Although I hope that cheese was destroyed.
Yeah. I have a lot of terrible jokes to make about that, but I'm gonna let this one slide.
All right. There would be a standoff where he would wave a hypodermic needle, but it would not last long as he would end up being arrested. The police got fed up with him. I looked up all the cheese puns.
You sure did. Here's what I love is that in Canada, you waved a hypodermic needle and he ended up being arrested. Versus here, you wave a stick and you get carted away in a bag.
Yep, yep.
Truth.
I mean, that happens too sometimes, but yeah, not to the same extent.
I like how he thought I don't know what he thought he was going to do with the hyperdermic needle. Let me tattoo you to death.
Yeah, no doubt. In the same area, a pizza restaurant called Big Bite Pizza was dealing with the same issue. Someone would break into their restaurant and steal $200 worth of pizza mozzarella.
Mike, is this your pizza shop?
No. That's a Newfoundland. That's a long distance. That's closer to you.
Oh, that's right. It is the old Newfoundland. Well, of course they were. They were raiding like Vikings.
Yeah. This was only 10 blocks of cheese. Also, must have been Gouda stuff, right? Like $200, 10 blocks of cheese?
Can you imagine if a drug dealer came out and was like, hey, man, listen, you got the Gouda stuff? I need the Gouda stuff. Bring it. Bring it on. That stuff's got me blocked up for days.
Oh, my God. What a sharp joke.
Yeah, no doubt.
I would love, they call it sharp cheese. I really want to taste some dull cheese. I've never had it. Does anybody
that's soft know? Cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, you got the answers on the cheese.
No, you just think I do because I make shit up and make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. So then you say things like, man, you really know what you're talking about. I'm like, absolutely the fuck I don't. Gotcha.
Now, these thefts might seem ridiculous, but in case you were wondering why they would steal the cheese, it was to resell it back to restaurants at a cut rate.
Why? What is the... Okay. Keep going. People have stolen weirder shit.
Yeah. Ricotta give it to them. They had a pretty darn good racket, and this was all during 2004, known locally as the Great Cheese Robberies.
So the entire time you're reading this, I'm so glad you waited to cap it off with the year, because the entire time I'm like, this had to be the 1800s or the early 1900s. Like, yeah, get the cheese out of here. Yeah, yeah. No. This happened after Y2K.
Well, how many hypodermic needles did they have in the 1800s? I don't know.
Zero.
It's a good question.
Still zero.
Past that one.
When they say hypodermic, what they mean is it was washed with lye soap, and it was actually just a really well-carved stick. That's what...
Hole down the middle.
I don't know.
It's just a straw.
Yeah, it's just a straw.
But like cut on like an angle, so it's not like the straw is not
flat. Yeah.
It's at an angle.
What saved them is that the straw was from a fast food restaurant that typically is known for their straws where you just stick it in the cup, but it bends in half and breaks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So the police were just like, what are you going to do, bro?
The level of theft of cheese would lead to undercover police being set up in the cheese aisles of grocery stores in St. John, Newfoundland.
Oh my God, what a great job would that be?
Does crime get any more cute? Like, just hanging out in the grocery store.
I'm ready for my duty. I've studied to become part of SWAT. I'm bomb, whatever.
Yeah.
ATF. I've done Secret Service. What do you need me to do? I need you to go to the grocery store. All right. And hang out in aisle 8. Do they make drug deals? Not exactly.
Exactly.
I need you to watch the cheese. It's trouble.
It's the CTF. Cheese Task Force.
Cheese Task Force. In 2010, Paulus Simon Simagak, 52, would join the theft wheel when he would steal a block of cheese from Sobeys in St. John's. And I have to assume it's the same store as mentioned in 2004. Paulus had a criminal record that is a mile long, or in truth, 22 pages long. But he would be charged with theft under $5,000 for this crime. Oh, the best part is that it was way the hell less than $5,000, as the block of cheese was only $6.22.
But he was charged for this. Like, yeah. If you're going to get charged for that, make it $4,999 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make it worth it, you know?
Hey, some people really love their cheese.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Pass it over. You. That, that's that. There's that. That what's that song? It's like, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah.
No, these motherfuckers will get down for some cheese.
What would you do for a block of cheese?
Yeah. Rochefort block. I don't know. JT almost spit his beer out.
For a Rochefort block.
Yeah. Paulus had a long string of arrests for drug and alcohol problems and would end up with a 2-week sentence as well as probation for one full year. Moving from Newfoundland to a much smaller island province of Prince Edward Island, I recall to tell you of another cheesy criminal. Oh, God.
I want to see these pictures.
I couldn't find any pictures of these guys.
We got to see how bad they're cheesing in their photos.
Yeah.
The photos curdled. It was no good.
Yeah. Corey Morrissey and an unnamed woman were walking through a no-frills store in Stratford, and that's another grocery store. They would put a few items in a cart as they walked through the store. They would end up stuffing all of the goods into their backpack and walk out of the store. Now, the security was not your average guard as they would stop the couple and demand the goods back.
I feel like, have you ever listened to something, like a song, and thought, they wrote this for me? I feel like you wrote the script just for me.
Yeah, cheesy stuff and dad jokes, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Of course, they would give everything back but the cheddar, or whatever they stole. I just assume it's cheddar. The police would be called, and once the police stopped them near the Hillsborough Bridge, they would search their pack and find the Edam block of cheese. That was a little forced. In the end, Corey would end up getting probation for 18 months and have to pay $300 in victim surcharges as well as $5 for the stolen block of cheese. I have to say, Cheese Louise, I would never have guessed so much cheese would be stolen.
I mean, you know what? I guess if there's money to be made, people will steal whatever the hell they want. We've got a secret cabal here in the U.S., as you know, that steals children and drinks their blood.
Oh, of course. Yes, so. Yes. Maybe it's just movie cheese. It's a little easier to steal.
We don't, Ryan.
Oh,
fuck. It's a QAnon conspiracy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, those winners.
What was that? Pizzagate. Wait a minute. This is also a Pizzagate. They're stealing cheese.
Wait a second.
God damn it.
That's where it originated in Canada.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of this case.
That's a hell of cheese.
Yes, exactly.
That's great.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning into this hoppy holiday episode, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.